This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Most stories about medical innovations are about technology, sometimes expensive technology. There's new research out in the Journal of the American Medical Association highlighting a decidedly low-tech and inexpensive innovation. Turns out what are known as community health workers, folks earning maybe, what, $15 an hour, are doing what doctors and nurses and social workers often struggle with, keeping sick patients from returning to the hospital again and again. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
To understand what a community health worker does, let's talk about a real case. A woman kept showing up to the hospital with high blood pressure, a little overweight, complaining of chest pain.
Automatically, people worry that she's having a heart attack.
That's Dr. Shreya Kangovi, an internist with the University of Pennsylvania Medical System and lead author of the new study.
So she comes in, she gets stress tests. She gets EKGs, she gets cardiac catheterizations, she gets medications.
After 6 months of expensive hospitalizations, Kangovi says the patient was paired with a community health worker. It was at that point the patient opened up about a sexual assault.
This had really traumatized her, and it was leading to these feelings of panic and social anxiety.
Ferreting out the source of the problem, says Kangovi, is really what the patient needed, not going to the hospital every month. In fact, she returned just once after that. Kangovi says her randomly controlled trial found high-cost patients who were matched with health workers felt better and were less likely to be readmitted multiple times. Economically, this investment is smart, says Dr. Joshua Sharfstein, the Maryland Secretary of the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
Is getting admitted again and again. Each admission is several thousand dollars. And it is pretty easy to save money with that kind of intervention.
As more pressure is put on hospitals and doctors to save money, the idea of employing these workers is picking up steam.
We're proving out right now that this is a great idea, and there's a handful of early adopting.
Bob Kocher is a former healthcare advisor to President Obama.
We have a bunch of things done by people that are expensive, like doctors, that could be done by people that are lower cost, like community health workers.
Kocher says what's brilliant about more healthcare workers is you get less expensive people doing more work, and work that's more likely to avoid high costs, like showing up at the hospital. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.